Hello, this is Paul Green, Chairman of the City Club of Chicago and WGN Political Analyst. Today at the City Club, we had Ms. Laura Healy, CEO of the Metropolitan Pier and Exhibition Authority. She talked about McCormick Place and all the exciting things that are happening there. Fact that McCormick Place is the largest convention center, that last year 2.4 million visitors came there. But her big news was that they have renamed the whole area. It's now called McCormick Square. And no longer will the word McPier be used to describe both Navy Pier and McCormick Place. They are separate entities. And so she has talked about her event center, which they did with the PAW that will seat 10,000 people. She was upbeat, very positive, and she is basically saying that not only will this whole area become a big convention center, but the neighborhood, McCormick Square, is going to become a destination neighborhood, again, like Beale Street in Memphis and the French Quarter in New Orleans. Very high marks indeed, but she's a very persuasive young woman, and she got a giant round of applause.
Good afternoon, everybody. Doing my best Tony Preckwinkle imitation. Thank you all for coming here today. It's great to see so many friendly faces in the room. I'd like to start out with a couple of acknowledgments on my own. I can't say enough about what a remarkable job that our board of directors does in helping us guide this huge ship that is our campus. And I would like to say a special thank you to my board chair, Jack Greenberg. Jack, it's like... Five years of hard duty, and it's very much appreciated. And I'd also like, my heel just went through the gap in the floor. I'd also like to say a special thank you to our vice chair, Bob Ryder. Bob? And one of our newest board members is also here, David Conweiler of Colliers, Bennett & Conweiler. David, thank you so much for being here. I also want to acknowledge our local elected official, who is such a great partner for us, Alderman Pat Dahl. She works with us every step of the way. We're very committed to the community, and we're very committed to the work that she does in our neighborhood. So, Alderman Dahl. And a special hello to Alderman Zalewski and former Alderman Tom Allen, now Judge Tom Allen. Thank you. It was great working with you guys when I was at City Hall, and it's nice to have you here today. I also want to acknowledge a couple of our neighborhood members that are here. Bonnie Sanchez-Carlson from the Near South Planning Board, and Tina Feldman from the Prairie District Neighbors are here. They are great partners in our community, and I can't thank you enough for joining us here today. I want to acknowledge the MPEA team, which is very small, by the way. We're just slightly over 30 people. A lot of them are here today over in that part of the room. Our team from SMG that manages our facilities for us. And finally, our partners that manage the Hyatt Regency at McCormick Place, the under-construction Marriott Marquis, and DePaul. Whole table full of very tall people from DePaul over there. our partners in labor that are here today, and I'm going to talk specifically about that in a couple of minutes. And then a special shout out to Marilyn Gardner, who's the president and CEO of Navy Pier Inc., which has a 99-year lease. Marilyn was recently here talking about some of the great things that are going on at Navy Pier, and we're very excited for that. And then last and certainly not least, my friend and colleague and the former CEO of MPEA, Jim Riley, who really conceptualized many of the things that are happening today. So thank you all for being here today, and I actually have kind of a long series of remarks today, which is a little bit unusual for me. Many of you who know me, like, I say it and get off the stage, but there's a story to tell here today, and it takes a little while to get to it. So, and while I'm mostly going to talk about where we're going, I want to just take the opportunity and start with a look back. So Chicago's always been a place where commerce and buildings have been linked. Successful world fairs that occurred on the lakefront in 1893 and 1933 led Colonel Robert McCormick, publisher of the Chicago Tribune, to champion a permanent exhibition hall for commercial use to be located on the site of the Second World's Fair. However, it took almost 30 years and the first Mayor Daley for that vision to become a reality. And in 1960, McCormick Place, which is today known as the East Building or the Lakeside Center, was open for business. It was celebrated across the city with a parade. I don't know, Mike Daly, you probably remember this. Jerry Lewis led the parade down State Street. And the first show was the Modern Living Home and Flower Show, so which is now, the successor to that is now at Navy Pier. And in the decades that followed, McCormick Place grew from one building to become the premier convention facility in the country and one of the top centers in the world. Our facilities have always been at the forefront of history. Both President Johnson and President Kennedy stopped by the East Building during the 1960s. And while we've always attracted people from around the world, we're also part of the ever-changing fabric of Chicago. In the photo on the left, this was a mixer arranged in 1965 by the mayor's office with members of the military. I'm pretty sure there's a joke in here someplace, but we're not going to go there. But it's really interesting to see all the old pictures about some of the uses that happened in the old East Building that brought in a bowling alley. The auto show doesn't actually look that different than it did then. So, now, things took an unexpected turn in 1967 when the East Building was struck by an electrical fire that started in a single exhibition booth and quickly spread. Happy to report that will never happen on our campus today. Immediately, however, the facility started to be rebuilt. And Mike, you can probably answer this question, but urban legend has it, and I believe it to be true, that by the end of the day, then-Mayor Daley was on the phone calling people all over the city and saying, you have to get this rebuilt right away. Correct, right? Absolutely. So the East Building reopened in 1971, and expansion began soon after that. It continued into the 80s with the completion of the North Building and into the 1990s when the South Building opened. The state-of-the-art West Building, which was important because it was the first time we ever designed a building with our customers' needs in mind, was finally opened in 2007. And as many of you in this room will remember, the bid that we put forth for the 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games, we had 11 sports that would have taken place in McCormick Place itself. It's one of our competitive advantages. I'm sure they're rethinking their decision today. Well, today we've grown to become the premier convention center in North America. When you talk to meeting planners around the world, all you have to do is say McCormick, and they know that they're in Chicago. Today, MPEA has four buildings with a combined total of 2.6 million square feet. And of that, 1.2 million is all on one level, making it the nation's largest convention center. In addition to the expansive exhibition space, McCormick Place also features 173 meeting rooms with 600,000 square feet of space, easy access to 6,000 parking spots across three garages on our campus. The recently expanded Hyatt Regency at McCormick Place is directly connected to the convention center, which is a huge advantage for meeting attendees, particularly in the cold months. It's very nice to have the walkway that connects the hotels to the campus. With more than 1,200 rooms, plus meeting space that can hold intimate groups to gatherings of up to 500 people, it's a critical part of our campus infrastructure. Now, we are a major contributor not just to the Chicago economy, but to the region and to the entire state. In 2015, 2.4 million people came to McCormick Place. This is like having the entire city of Houston coming to visit all at one time. And many of them spend the night. Conventions, trade shows, and meetings accounted for over 3.7 million room nights last year. It's according to our friends at Choose Chicago that we utilize their research data. It's very helpful. And McCormick Place has booked new or recommitted business with an economic impact of $3 billion since the reforms were completed in 2010 and projected impact of $4.5 billion from 2016 to 2018 for the new business that's currently committed to come. And finally, I really had no idea. We employ almost 3,000 full-time people on our campus. And when the Marriott is open and the event center is open, we'll have close to 3,600 full-time jobs on our campus, not to mention the hundreds of construction jobs that are created as a result. Our economic impact is most significant when it comes to taxpayer dollars. Historically, our only state fiscal support comes from a pool of incentive dollars that we can tap for shows of a certain size, and the incentives are only paid out after the show has been completed and the revenues have been documented. What does this mean? It means that we are self-sufficient from an operating perspective. Our annual operating budget is approximately $170 million, all of which is covered by the revenue that we generate on our campus. Now, some would think that a one-to-one return on an investment would be good from a programmatic perspective, but we deliver much more than that. For every dollar in incentives that we submit for reimbursement to the state, we return $8 to the local economy. For fiscal years 2011 through 2015, we provided $41.4 million in incentives for our customers and generated $336.8 million back, with about 80% going to the state and 20% going to the city. We believe that we are one of the most successful public entities for the best return on your public investment dollar. Now, as you can imagine, the convention business is highly competitive. Just ask our friends at Choose Chicago. Not only are shows booked years in advance, but meeting planners are a very savvy group who work hard to get the best location and the best deal for their clients and exhibitors. We recently held a customer advisory board meeting, the first one that 10 years, right, Mark? 10? First one we had in 10 years with 15 of our largest customers. We wanted to hear from them about their needs in general, as well as their perceptions about our campus and our facilities. We heard a lot of interesting things. For example, in the Mideast, O'Hare is considered one of the friendliest airports in the world. Truly, it is. And more importantly, that Chicago, compared to some of our competitors, is considered to be an affordable destination for meeting planners. Our customers, both locally and nationally and internationally, are looking for premium and customizable infrastructure. For some meetings, they want to be able to have a keynote address in a venue that can seat 10,000 people. Or for smaller meetings, they're looking to be self-contained, meaning they come to a hotel, they have meetings in the hotel, they stay in the hotel, they go out after work at the hotel and stay there. So we have to have the flexibility of our infrastructure to meet all of those needs. Not surprisingly, the technology and the facilities must be current and must be up to date. Wi-Fi, technology, those are all hugely important capabilities to our customer base. But the needs really go beyond infrastructure. They are looking to come to a destination. Our customers want a geographic location that is appealing to their attendees, and the closer, the better. For example, in Los Angeles, we recently made a trip out to LA to visit LA Live, which is the neighborhood that they've created around their convention facilities in the Staples Center. It's got 19 restaurants in the area. It's got a lot of interesting things. And because of that, LA has been able to market that as a destination. And I believe in a much more authentic way, because we are not LA, we are Chicago, that we have the opportunity to create that on our campus. We've got it covered on the infrastructure, but we need to capitalize on McCormick Place and its surroundings as a destination for our convention and meeting attendees, tourism, as well as for the residents of our neighborhoods and across Chicago. So how do we compete? It comes down to two things. We must have the right infrastructure, from state-of-the-art facilities, nearby hotel rooms, accessible public transit, and flexible meeting space. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that more in just a second. But we also need to have the operational elements in place. And I'm not talking about event management or security. Those are both incredibly important. I'm talking about bigger picture operational innovation. The economics behind conventions are fairly complicated. You have the center itself, but not a lot of revenue is generated from that facility. It comes from the other sources, from the hotels on our campus. This is why our job is at MPA is really to manage our assets, including our hotels. Now, the event center that we're building with DePaul University is a great example of a public-private partnership. There is a true public benefit to having DePaul in this business venture. It is a win for both the university, for MPEA, and most importantly, for the taxpayers of Illinois. And I think it's important to talk about this because it's incorrectly portrayed a lot. For MPEA to buy land and incur the full $164 million cost of developing an event center without any tenant signed in advance would have been a huge risk for our campus. To develop an event center with a partner that is paying half the cost, $82 million, and also signing a long-term anchor tenant agreement that roughly ensures break-even operations, that is a win. That is a win for us, that is a win for DePaul, and that is a win for the taxpayers of the state of Illinois. Then, if you add in the investments that the city of Chicago is making in transportation infrastructure, that's another win for our campus. And the ability of the event center to share operating overhead with an already existing McCormick Place, that's also a win for us. Finally, this new facility allows MPEA to add to its inventory of meeting spaces and attract shows and conventions that otherwise would go elsewhere, and fill in short-term gaps with concerts and other events. In other words, we anticipate this is going to be an incredibly busy facility throughout much of the year on our campus. So I've talked about the competitive landscape, touched on some of the realities of operating today, but the truth of the matter is we're in a great place to win and a great place to thrive. If you take anything away from the conversation today, it's that the best is yet to come on our campus. We're acting as a catalyst to create all kinds of new economic development in the surrounding area. We're in a place to win because of the momentum in the surrounding neighborhood, as well as the plans that are already underway. I watch, as a resident of the South Loop, I watch very closely what's happening in the private sector. Alderman Dell has great community meetings, and we've seen many new projects be put forward for consideration by the city in order to increase the, that will increase the vibrancy of our neighborhood. Now, let's start with geography. It's all about location, and we're in a great location surrounded by terrific neighbors. The South Loop, Bronzeville, Prairie District, Chinatown, they all have really great and exciting positive developments that are underway in their neighborhoods. And there are terrific things on the horizon. In the Motor Row Historic District, the revitalization efforts include new pedestrian-friendly streetscapes that are planned, Broad Shoulders Brewery, Riff Music Lounge, Motor Row Brewery, and many other things that are coming to our new neighborhood. Then if you add in the Presidential Library coming to one of two iconic parks on the south side, and hopefully the Lucas Museum to the north of our campus, it's going to be a tremendous boon to our area. These are all first-class tourist destinations that help establish our location within Chicago as a destination in itself. Now, the Sir Mac McCormick Place Green Line Station serves as an important gateway to the convention campus. It's really interesting to watch individual conventions as they come in. You can almost predict who is going to be taking the public transportation to come to our facility. It provides great convenience for locals, for visitors, and we see it every day in the pedestrians that come with their backpacks and their suitcases that are getting off the Green Line to come to the campus. More and more, the fewer taxis, Uber and Lyft are also now serving our facility. So it's interesting to see the way that the commuting patterns have changed over time. I also want to take the opportunity to give a special recognition to Kirk Dillard in his role as chairman of the RTA. We're very fortunate to be partnering with Metra to improve the Metra station that comes and serves pedestrians or serves travelers coming from downtown to McCormick Place. So it'll be an entirely new and different experience by this time next year. So I always joke that McCormick Place is the, well, yeah. Thank you. There's only two places that have payphones in Illinois, McCormick Place and the prisons. So we're getting rid of ours. So they're going to be, yeah, Donovan, you like that. They're getting, we're going to replace them with charging stations. So we may hold an auction for them. One thing that our competitive analysis has found is that we have currently significantly fewer hotel rooms within walking distance than most of our competitors in other cities. So Las Vegas, obviously, Orlando, there's lots more hotel rooms around their convention center than it is in ours. But that's going to change in 2017 when the Marriott Marquis opens. This 1,206-room hotel will feature a restaurant and bar, as well as a marketplace food court where we will have the opportunity to showcase local vendors. With two 25,000-square-foot ballrooms, the Marriott Marquis will have over 90,000 square feet of meeting space. It will also incorporate the landmark American Book Club building into its footprint, and we're very excited about that on our campus. This, coupled with the newly renovated Hyatt, will nearly double the hotel rooms on campus, making us that much more competitive with these on-campus amenity improvements that we have. Now, as mentioned before, the yet-to-be-named event center, Ryan is here from Legends. If you want to name the event center, you can see him after this. It's a great public-private partnership with DePaul. I really think it's going to be a game changer for our campus. We will be able to compete for events that want to have a convocation gathering of up to 10,000 people. Two, we can attract new types of events, concerts, amateur sports. I mean, one of the things we took away from the Olympic bid is that the national governing bodies of sport are always looking for places to have gymnastics and volleyball and other things, that this event center is going to be a prime location for amateur sports for us. Three, it will spur economic activity for our neighbors, and that's something that we always keep in mind, the ability to attract new small businesses to our neighborhood to serve the foot traffic that will be there. And as you know, as a former planning commissioner for the city, we're always thinking about ways to generate foot traffic happens in the neighborhood so we can have more small businesses that serve our campus. Now, we're also excited about the new Prairie District Park that will open in 2017, and I know Tina is too, right? We're pleased to have the opportunity to provide this urban green space for not only for our campus, but for the neighborhood. Plans include something for everyone, three different zones, one for children with playground equipment, a dog park, and a relaxation area and water features, something that I think is going to be a tremendous addition to our campus. Together, these projects will change our competitive landscape. Not all shows and conventions include gatherings with an audience of 5 to 10,000 people, which is what our incentives are targeted for. Those events that do not will utilize the event center. But there are events organized around a keynote speech or an opening convocation that do require such a space. Likewise, the citywide events that we are known for send attendees to hotels all across the city and even to the suburbs for some of our major ones. But there are smaller meetings and smaller shows of 1,500 to 3,000 attendees that can only choose venues with walk-to hotel rooms that can accommodate their attendees, and that has really been the focus of our campus expansion. We're great on citywides, but we want to capture the smaller meetings that need to be all self-contained in one place. And without hotel accommodations attached to McCormick Place, those events would go elsewhere. The event center and the hotel projects are designed specifically to compete in this particular market segment. Now, we are already winning. Five Chicago records were shattered this year and last with the International Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigerating Exposition, we just call it ASHRA, which included over 61,000 total registered attendees and over 42,000 visitors. The event saw over 2,100 exhibiting companies and never before hit international company participation. 593 international companies from 35 countries exhibited at the ASHRA event. Last year, Automechanica, which is the leading global brand market in the automotive trade and aftermarket arena, came to Chicago for the first time. This is a biannual show and was the 14th event around the globe, but it was the first time ever it was in the United States. This event is the biggest platform for industry training, hosting over 100 seminars and workshops, with more than 2,000 shop owners and technicians attending the sessions. Now, we were able to secure this event because of the great work of our sales teams at Choose Chicago and SMG, but also, most importantly, because of our partnership with the Carpenters Union. The Carpenters Union stepped up to the plate and committed $450,000 to help secure Automechanica in Chicago for 2015 and has committed an additional $150,000 to help bring Automechanica back to Chicago next year. I'd like to acknowledge the great work that they've done. Automechanica brings around 8,000 people to the city of Chicago with an estimated expenditure of over $8 million. So we couldn't do it without the partnership of the Carpenters Union, and it's a model that I'm hoping that we can replicate with all of our partners because it's worked tremendously well in a very trying fiscal year. And today I'm very excited to announce, because of our expanding campus, that our sales team has already booked three events that we would not have been able to compete for without the new hotel and the event center. The new events include the American Baseball Coaches Association in 2022 and 2026, the Property Loss Research Bureau in 2021, and a large corporate meeting for Genentech in 2018. So those are three new meetings, totally new to Chicago, would not have come if it wasn't for the investment that we were making in the event center and the new hotel. These three events alone will bring an estimated 31,000 room nights to the city with an estimated economic impact of almost $26 million on our campus. It's particularly exciting because we still have 18 months of construction left. I'm happy to say we can't see the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower anymore from our offices. It's going up so fast. So, now, based on everything you just heard, it's clear we're in a great place, a great destination, but we're clearly more than a convention center, and we're continuing to grow on our campus. We're becoming a neighborhood, We're becoming a destination, just like Beale Street in Memphis or the French Quarter in New Orleans. Great expectations for 2017 and beyond. And we need to define ourselves as such. So please meet McCormick Square. As Chicago's newest neighborhood, McCormick Square brings together the destination and the buildings into a shared identity. We've moved from a building to being part of the community, and we want to be identified as such. Building off the legacy of the McCormick name, McCormick Square, also playing off Logan Square, Lincoln Square, we actually really have a McCormick Square. It is the green place that Marty watches every day. So we think it provides a great opportunity for us of the branding work that we've done over the last few months to really tell the story about what's happening in our neighborhood across the city. At MPEA, we are officially saying goodbye to the term McPeer. I would ask our friends in the media to please do the same. As many of you know, Navy Pier began operating as a separate not-for-profit in 2011 and has an independent board of directors. And as they enter their centennial year, there are many exciting things planned for on the pier itself, and we could not be happier to see them be so successful. However, so we are asking all of you, as Chicagoans, as our partners, to refer to us as McCormick Square, or even McSquare. We're asking you to recognize all that's happening on or near our campus, and just to recognize that we're more than a building, but we are becoming a destination, and wait till 2017, it's going to be one of the greatest, best neighborhoods in the city. Now, we know that being a good neighbor is about more than name and signage. Over the last year, we've had a real focus to become much more engaged in our community. For example, I'm not sure many of you know that we have a 20,000 square foot garden on the top of the West Building. We produce about 8,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables each year that we serve to our convention goers. I'd love to see that expanded in the future. We have a food sustainability program that our partner Savor runs on our behalf. It's received state and national accolades, and just a few weeks ago, we were recognized at the White House for our focus on food sustainability. So it was a natural extension to support the South Loop Farmers Market in their inaugural season last year. We're very happy to support it again this year. We've had our chefs go and do demonstrations of how to use fresh fruits and vegetables in cooking. And we've also partnered along with Navy Pier, who took the plunge before us, but we're very happy to be partnering with the Southside Occupational Academy, providing vocational training to young adults with developmental disabilities on our campus. It's really exciting to watch and has actually been the subject of a couple of newscasts. We're also happy to be part of the Chicago Community Trust On the Table discussion on May 10th. We've invited more than 200 people from our campus and from our neighborhood to participate on what we're hoping to be the largest dinner party in the city on that night. And this fall, we're also looking forward to continuing to be part of the Chicago Architecture Foundation's open house program, which our inaugural year was last year. We had over 1,000 people come and tour our facility, and specifically the rooftop garden last year. So, Lynn, we're very happy for that partnership. And we want to open our doors more to the community. We're very proud to have one of the largest collections of public art in the state of Illinois, and we look forward to planning special events where the community can come and appreciate the investment that's been made in the artwork as it has been in the buildings over time. So what does this mean for Chicago? It means more jobs. It means more tax revenues, more visitors, an enhanced competitive profile. And I have to say our sales teams at the hotels and Shoes and SMG, everybody's very excited about the opportunity to tell the story about McCormick Square and the ability to come here, come to a meeting, stay, and meet your recreational and entertainment needs in the community. And along with that, there's the enhanced community revitalization that every day there's something more going on in our neighborhoods around the center, and it's very exciting to see. Now, we began because our predecessors had a vision to make Chicago a destination for meetings and events. And we continue to achieve that vision by evolving to meet the changing needs of those we serve locally, nationally, and internationally. Our 60th birthday is right around the corner in 2020. We are becoming a destination. This is our new landing page. We're proud to be Chicago's newest neighborhood. You will notice some information at each of your place settings regarding our new branding of the neighborhood that's designed to reflect the excitement of the new developments and activities. review it, share it. I think our folks in communication would say tweet it. So we look forward to working with all of you as we continue to improve the neighborhoods across the city. Thank you. You know, it used to be McFair, and then it went McPeer, and now it's McSquare.
Great job, and I will spare some Chicago history using that Mick phrase, okay? Okay. I got skinny in front of me. Anne-Marie St. Germain, City Club board member. By the way, Frank Paul, board member, is here right in front of Jaden and Sam. Okay, here we go. If you can please elaborate on the plans for and private investment in Motor Row properties.
Well, obviously, I think Alderman Dowell is probably the best person to do that because she meets with all the potential investors a long time. But if you drive the stretch between 22nd and 24th on Michigan Avenue, you will see, without exception, mostly every old showroom has butcher paper in the windows, which says that there's new investment taking place. So as some of those things come to fruition, it's going to be very exciting to watch. I know that there's a new antique car exhibit that's going in there. There's already an existing boutique. There's a brewery. There's another brewery coming, a couple of new restaurants, and some event space, which is very exciting for us. Rich Shortino, yeah.
Okay, Rich Shortino.
Brinshore.
U.S. Cellular Field was not the catalyst for redevelopment in Bridgeport. How will McCormick Place be different?
Well, thank you, Rich.
Question, really. Good. Work her over.
Thank you, Rich.
Bit.
I'll remember that. I think you're seeing evidence of it already. Like I said, if you drive down Michigan Avenue from even starting on 18th Street all the way to 24th, you'll see lots of things that are happening in the storefronts there. You see new developments that have been announced, both hotels and new condo buildings. And there's a lot on the horizon there. And I think by 2017, it's going to look entirely different than it does today.
Any other? None, huh? Well, you. By the way, Hinky Dink and Bathhouse would really be proud of what's going on right now. The old lords of the levee would be. You know, they knew all along that this was going to be a destination place for the right reasons. How about a big round of applause?
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.